Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to remember your intuition and connection to universal energy. Today I am most delighted to welcome Felicity Elliott and Julian Cream, who will discuss Maitreya and the Masters to understand how spirit is working with us throughout the ages and really right now. Hello, Felicity and Julian. Thank you for joining me on Healing From Within to discuss Maitreya and how a new level of thinking and loving may be possible by realigning our energy to spirit.
Yeah, well, hello, and thank you for having us on the show.
Hello, yes.
Well,
and
yes.
You're talking about how we can tune into our intuition and the new energies and how important love is, and that we try to reach to those different levels now to deal with life right now. And
yes, absolutely. Yep. That is the goal and mission of this show. To find ways to really know ourselves and how we can connect to the best within us and around us and eternally, you know, throughout the universe and life. Felicity and Julian, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I share intimate experiences and insights into the world of spirit, energy, and a metaphysical view of life in the hopes of answering age-old questions. Who are we? Where do we come from? And what is the purpose of a physical life experience? In understanding the seemingly duality of our spiritual and physical concerns, we come to value life and to find our destiny and life plan. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will discuss a spiritual perspective on understanding the terrorism, poverty, hunger, desperation, despair in the Middle East and indeed throughout the world, and how sharing the world's food and resources more equally is the way to justice and peace. We will also discuss how spiritual teachers throughout history have emerged to show humanity the next step forward. And we will learn through the futurist Benjamin Cream how a group of such spiritual teachers are living in the modern world, not perhaps as religious leaders, but to inspire all people, religious and non-religious alike, to create a civilization based on sharing, justice, and peace. I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, or event which made a lasting impression on them and may have led them to the adult interests and lifestyle they are pursuing now. So, think back for a minute how you began.
Yeah, well, this is a full agenda.
It's a big question, but just start with a little part of yourself.
Life, the universe, and much, much more. Well, I suppose the person who made the most impression on me was my father, Benjamin, because I grew up with this information, these ideas. I grew up with the idea of reincarnation, and although at the time I didn't fully understand the mechanism of it.
Of course.
But maybe I can speak a bit more, because you touched on this, it's very important. What are we as human beings? Mm-hmm. What is the constitution of man? And when I say man, I mean woman as well. What makes up the human being? Well, from the point of view of the body of information and teachings from which we speak, the person we see in the mirror, the man or woman standing in front of us, is only one aspect of what we are. I like to call this the personality, with its likes and dislikes, its feelings, its thoughts, and its pains and difficulties and all the rest of it. That we're all familiar with that. But this is really only a vehicle for a higher aspect, which we could call the higher self or the true self or the soul. And then the soul itself is a vehicle for a yet higher aspect, which we could call the spirit or monad, that spark of God, which each one of us essentially is. We are all essentially divine, and we're all on a journey, on a path to realizing that divinity. And the way this takes place is gradually, life after life, reincarnation, incarnation after incarnation, the soul slowly, gradually perfects its vehicle, its personality vehicle, to the point where...
How beautiful it was for you to be with a father who was able to share that truth at such a young age. Because I sort of knew many things as a child, but I wasn't in an environment with anyone who would discuss or share these truths. But I do remember at 3 years old, lying on the ground, crying and looking up and saying, "Why did you drop me into this place?" Because my soul, not my personality, knew so much more and was seeing and sensing so much more than I was able to express. So I think that story is very lovely. And your father, didn't he start the group Share Internal in London in 1974?
Yes, Share International. In fact, the group, to begin with, didn't have a name for a number of years. I'll come to that in a moment. He started a group, about 14, 15 people, in London in 1974, at the suggestion of his master. And it would be useful if we can talk about the masters, who they are.
Yes.
In a moment. And our task as a group was to make known to whoever would listen, by means of public lectures and so on, the presence in the world now of the world teacher, whose name is Maitreya, but he's the one expected by all the world's religions under different names, expected by the Christians as the Christ, by the Muslims as the Imam Mahdi, the Jews as the Messiah, Krishna by the is expected by the Hindus, and the Buddhists expect the fifth Buddha, or they know him as the Buddha Maitreya. These are all names for the same individual. And the group's purpose has been all these years to make this known to whoever would listen. Not as a religion, but simply as information. We don't seek to convert people. We suggest this is just information. If people can believe it, that's fine. If not, that's fine. We don't seek to convince anyone. We can't prove it. For a number of years, we worked like this without a name, and then after about 6 or 7 years, as Benjamin's work became better known outside the UK, first in Europe and then in the States, and later on Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and so on, the idea arose of producing a monthly magazine. And we had to have a name for the magazine, so the name Share International was decided.
Excellent.
The name of the magazine. I ought to say this is nothing to do with stocks and shares, nothing to do with the stock market. It's to do with the principle of sharing, that is the redistribution of the world's resources along more just lines, so that the food, the raw materials, the know-how, and so on, is distributed throughout the world to all mankind according to need.
Absolutely. And you say Maitreya does not intend to build a new religion around himself or the other masters, nor to create followers, but to teach humanity the art of self-realization.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
correct.
When people realize who they are and go within instead of being led to the expectation of the outside world, we will be able to create the world that that will shine with light and brightness and goodness and true understanding of who we are. We started talking about that at the beginning. And that is what every religion has tried to express in so many ways. But it is through the individual, each one of us aligning and connecting to this mm-hmm. great wisdom that we will truly begin to be instead
yeah.
of think. And, you know, knowing is about coming from the heart rather than the personality or the outer world or body. And I like
mm-hmm.
that very much. And you give the first steps to tell how this is going to happen. The first steps are, number one, honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
These
yes.
are very important concepts that we learn
then
at some point in
yes.
our life. It really can't be taught. It has to be felt. So through your own experiences. So tell us
that's
more
right.
about the steps
yeah.
to arrive at this self-realization.
That's absolutely right, Cheryl, and I'm with you. As a child, I had the same sort of feeling that you have, and that's exactly what you're talking about right now again. It's the sense of sensing yourself as more than just the everyday little girl that you were and that I was.
Mm.
You see, you feel that there's a lot more and a lot more going on, and Maitreya has made those three tenets that you just expressed, sincerity of spirit, detachment in particular, and honesty of mind. These are so important, and they sound simple. Of course, anyone who's tried to follow a spiritual path and follow his intuition, her intuition, knows that, of course, it's not quite as easy as it sounds, but they are so essential and so basic, and if one practices them, you gradually find that at least a few of I find that a few of the rough corners get gradually worn away, and you begin to sense yourself more as a soul in incarnation, and it increases your ability to empathize and, in fact, to identify with others so that you come to know yourself as one with everyone else. And therefore, as one, if we know ourselves to be brothers and sisters, in fact, of we're one humanity on one planet, and we all belong to and are interdependent with each other, if we begin to experience this inwardly and understand that it is connected with love, and I'll say something more about love in a minute, then we're able to look at ways of making life bearable for everyone, because how can I be content with plenty, for example, when my fellow human being, my fellow man or woman, is perhaps starving? So I love the way you said it right in the beginning. It's an apparent duality, but in fact it's
yes.
just a continuum. We are souls, we're souls in incarnation, and at the moment what we're looking at in so many countries around the world is a spiritual crisis, but that spiritual crisis is expressing itself through our very wrong-headed and old and outworn structures and systems, like our economic system, like our social and political system, so that you actually have huge swathes of the world that are suffering from social injustice, really.
Absolutely.
And
Maitreya's social message, which perhaps has been the message from every master teacher throughout time, has been to share and save the world. The world is a beautiful place, but it is being held in the hands of a few. The resources are not being distributed fairly, and we have, you know, in the beginning of time, there were a few in the world, and everything was plentiful. But now there are so many, and the resources have been so abused, so it becomes very important to change our concept of what we really need to have or do or be in this world, in this physical life, and to come to a sense of peace within. And that can only come from a feeling of oneness. Now, you go on to describe that in late 1991, Maitreya began carrying out a series of appearances. He started in Nairobi, Kenya, and you know we just had a terrorist attack in Nairobi only last week. So he was there, I believe, in June 1988.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he appeared at an open-air prayer meeting. And
yeah.
Tell us more. You say he's an ordinary man who's living now. How can viewers tune into some of what he says if he can be, you know, if he's produced shows and he's been seen on television? So how can we see him?
Good question. Very good question. At the moment, he's working incognito. He's not exactly producing shows. I believe he appears usually as a member, perhaps, of a panel.
Because I thought I read that he has given a series of 92 television interviews in different countries, but he's part of a panel. He's part of a group.
I think it probably varies. I don't know too many details, and we're never given the exact date or time or the channel on which he appears.
Well, I would like to suggest something to our listeners in regard to this.
Mm-hmm.
It has become, for me, very, very important to listen to the tone, not always the words, and to the vibration of people speaking to know the truth.
Yes.
And we can all do this if we listen to those on television, in the news, politicians, and if it resonates within our heart. I think that's how Maitreya will speak to us, and may be speaking to us already, because when I watch the news, I cry. I sometimes cry for the beauty of something said, or for the injustice of something said. So I think many of us are being affected this way. So let's go on to what is this?
Cheryl, you're right there. That's absolutely perfect. What you've just said. You know the tree by its fruit. You'll know the man by the quality of his love, his insight, his wisdom, and his energy will reach you and reach your heart, and you will know, and you will feel as if you're embraced by his energy and by his love. And those who are open to it will definitely know that this is an extraordinary person with extraordinary wisdom and an all-encompassing love. And I think that will be absolutely so clear, it will be unavoidable.
Good.
That you can't take
it. I have tried to share this with so many people over the last 20 years as a Reiki master teacher, and to share the energy and the feeling that people come in with tragedies and unhappiness, and the words don't always express the magnificence of what we're talking about here. But in a Reiki healing session, sometimes I see in someone's face the purity and the clearness and the peace that has returned to them through the energy, exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes people are not ready for it, or sometimes they're afraid or closed off, or it's not the right time. But that's all okay, because at least they are trying to open their hearts and minds to what we're talking about the oneness of being and how we have to evolve as a human species, as a humanity, imbued with this divine energy and connected to each other and the universe. So I like that very much, that you said that. Now, Does he come alone, Maitreya? I guess not.
No, not to come alone. But could I just add something to what Felicity was saying?
And go some way
to answering the question you asked a moment ago. How can we recognize him if he's talking on television, and if we don't know, he's not calling himself Maitreya at the moment. He's working incognito. But the thing to do is to look for someone talking about the need for sharing the world's resources, talking about modern problems. How do we solve the crises in the world at the moment? Through sharing and justice, because only through sharing the world's resources can you have justice, and only if you create justice can you have peace.
Absolutely.
He'll be talking about these things, and that's how you will recognize him. And the reason that he's working incognito, appearing on television incognito, is that everybody, every individual, has the right to have the opportunity to recognize him and to respond to what he's saying, because they want for the world what he's talking about, what he's advocating, rather than respond to him because they believe he's the Christ or the world teacher or whatever. It's very important that they want these changes, and it's only because humanity's will that can bring about these changes. We have to make the changes, but he is showing the way.
And it is the time. It's happening throughout the world, and all the traumas we're seeing are because people are crying out to know themselves totally and to put aside the separation and all the misguided thoughts that we have absorbed for so long. Now, I want to tell you something. Before I started this show, I have had a very bad chest cough. So I meditated, and I felt a very, very powerful energy surround me and go through me. And I was very grateful, because I wanted to get through the show without having a serious coughing attack, because I knew it would be a beautiful show and you would express the words that I am trying to express in each and every show, over 700 shows that I've done for the last 10 years.
It
is the message of spirit through us, within us, calling out to us to awaken and open up. So I thank you very much for your beautiful words, because they help me be calm and peaceful, and the cough hopefully will stay quiet for a little while, because I have another show after this. But let me go on to ask you another question. How important is it to underpin our structures and systems on love, and how would that love be expressed?
Well, do you know, for the last 2,000 years or so, we've had ideals, haven't we? We've lived with ideals of, for example, love your neighbor as yourself and so on. But the problem is they've remained as ideals. We haven't put them into practice. We haven't implemented them. And at the same time, there's a very nice idea that's around quite a lot at the moment, and you see it sometimes. For example, people say, well, what would you expect Jesus or Krishna or the Buddha to do if he came back now? And as you were just saying, it is really a question of making our love practical, bringing the love that is at the basis of humanity, as you've just been saying, it is the basis of our human society, and bringing that into everyday life, so that we bridge the gaps between ourselves, so that we make real our ideals of the past 2,000 years, so that we say, instead of just, it's nice enough to go to the temple or to meditate or whatever, but it should be more than that. We should reach out to one another and confirm our oneness by our practical demonstration of oneness. Curiously enough, just yesterday there were some headlines in the news that I was looking at, and that was 26 of the richest people in the world, the world's 26 richest people have as much as the lowest 50% of the world's population.
It's unbelievable, right. Actually, yeah.
Isn't that extraordinary? 26 of the world's richest people have as much as the 50% of the world's population, the lowest of the world's population. And I'm reminded then of what Mahatma Gandhi said, which is that there's enough for everyone's need, but not for everyone's greed.
Yes, and Mahatma Gandhi also said, all humanity is one undivided and indivisible family, and each one of us is responsible for the misdeeds of all the others. Now, that's an important idea, the misdeeds, meaning we won't always do it right, but we must forgive and not judge, and there's too much of that in the world right now, and that is also part of what we have to do to get to the love that is necessary. So improvement is only going to come through the efforts of all the people, rich and poor, who work together to become educated, enlightened, and caring, and to build a new world with a new humanity. And these words are very important to me, of justice, peace, and prosperity, not for the few, but for all.
Yes.
Maitreya said, when you share, you recognize God in your brother, which means that, you know, sharing is divine, sharing the world's bounty among all humanity.
Saying thank you to another person is a bit of the God within you to the other, like namaste, the God in me sees the God in you. It's happening,
and it's happening right now, and that's why you see it's coming to a climax. You see that there's enormous tension in the world, things are coming to a head, it is coming to a climax, and that is because we're all faced with, you know, with this polarization that's going on, we're faced with making a choice, and that was what Julian was talking about. We need to actually make a choice and let it be seen where we stand and what we stand for. And, the masters are extraordinarily practical. They come equipped with the most amazing insights and wisdom into our problems. And they cut through the, you see all the problems that our politicians are faced with at the moment. And it's very clear that they know very little about how to deal with the world situation at the moment. You know, our systems are breaking down, but that's because we need new systems, because there's a new consciousness in humanity.
Yes.
But you see, our leaders don't know, but the people are beginning to know. And that's why you see throughout the world, almost every time you turn on your television to look at the news, you see the voice of the people, the power of the people coming to the fore and demanding change. Now, we're talking about the evolution of consciousness, not revolution in a wild or bloody way.
Right.
But we do need a revolution in our thinking, and that is why Maitreya and the masters also stimulate and encourage and support people making a just and reasonable effort to let their voices be heard, demanding justice, demanding peace, demanding their rights. You know, human beings all have very basic human rights. We all, and these are
and
basic
needs. We also have basic needs. Yes, not
exactly.
Wants so much, but needs. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well said. I want to thank you, Felicity Elliott and Julian Cream, for joining me on Healing From Within to discuss Maitreya, spiritual master teachers, as they relate to the modern challenges facing our world and the ways we may begin to move cooperatively forward to share the resources of nature and our planet to benefit people across the globe. To find out more, please go to share-international.org. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have explored a new, or maybe perhaps old, spiritual perspective that says that sharing the world's food and resources more equally is the way to justice and peace and to the evolution of the human soul. Felicity, Julian, and I would ask you to reprogram your fears of losing anything by sharing everything and supporting mental health, homelessness programs, and helping in whatever way you see fit or can become involved in, and become aware of how much you really need, and relinquish your excessive hold on material goods to become more conservative of our resources and become the solution for the change which we know is here. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear new shows every month that feature authors in the metaphysical, scientific, medical, religious, psychological, and the fields of art and music, share insights into this ongoing discussion on the evolution and growing humanity through recognition and change of spiritual and world needs. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.